Welcome back, gluttoneers. I am here. You are here. We're all here for oven roasted lentils. Huzzah. This is sort of an interesting and should be a fairly short episode again, because this is pretty basic and it's not really a main dish. This is definitely something you would put over a salad or anything else, really, because I'm hoping this crispy thing is very crispy. Although it does say you just have it as a snack. And my main interest in this recipe, I don't really know if I've talked about this on the podcast at all, but I found out I am pretty severely anemic in the last few months. My iron value was 6, and the low end is usually like 11 or 12. I was like, no wonder I've been fucking exhausted. I have no iron in my blood. And I don't think that's my diet's fault. I'm still working on figuring out what might be going on with my body that's making it that low, but we're working on it. So let's talk a little bit about lentils and why I'm so intrigued by this recipe. But also let's start with some consumables today. And I am gonna have a little bit of weed for this recording. I've got some really nice Cloud brand mini joints that are a low dose Blue Dream. I believe it's like a 9% THC, which is great for me. I'm also just gonna smoke a couple puffs, keep it pretty mild. And I'm also enjoying some extremely old open wine from my fridge. This would be a Nyers Vineyards Left Bank Red. It's a Bordeaux style blend. They name it that because it's literally from the left bank of their creek, but it's a bit cheeky as there is a left bank in Bordeaux. So a bit of a tribute on the wine here. I was there last week tasting with a friend of mine, and they let us very kindly take some bottles with us as a post-tasting treat, as my friend is still directly in the industry and I've been to Nyers many, 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 many times. They are an excellent, excellent producer. And I figured I better finish off this bottle before it goes completely, completely out of whack in my fridge. Although it does smell like it's probably pretty close to done. But it still has some of those nice cab blend characteristics. And I figured it'll work pretty nicely with the lentils. We'll see. We'll do a little tasting at the end. So a little sip. About to have a little puff. And then we'll get into why lentils are the best thing ever for you. So give me 1 second. Well, let's talk a little lentil history before we get into the nutrition facts. So according to On Food and Cooking, little legume history, lentil history. It is a legume, technically not wrong, but as legume covers a lot of territory, lentils are just one facet of that. It is likely the oldest cultivated legume in the world. They believe it originated in the arid region of Southeast Asia, and the name we currently use comes from the word lens, pretty much because it looks like a lens. And they're divided into two groups. So you have your large flat types, which are your brown, your red, your yellows, and they tend to cook up and be a little bit mushier, better for soup applications. Whereas the smaller rounded types, which are the black, which is typically referred to as beluga lentils, and then the green varieties, which are the French lentil du Puy and the Spanish paradina. All right. Now, why you want to eat lentils. Forcing yourself to eat a half cup of lentils per day can give you 12 grams of protein, wild, provides 32% of your daily fiber intake, 273 milligrams of potassium, and 15% of your daily iron. Real powerhouse. also a good source of folate, one of those B vitamins, very good for energy production, and manganese. And black lentils have the highest values of all these, so they are technically the healthiest, which makes me kick myself for not buying black lentils at the grocery store this morning for playing with this roasted lentil recipe. As far as other health benefits go, there's at least one study that showed eating lentils led to greater reductions in blood pressure than any other type of legume. Good for you. But now, let's cover them in oil and roast them, which doesn't really mitigate their health factors because a little bit of oil is healthy. There's a lot of recipes out there on the internet for roasted lentils. I think it's kind of a just feel it out scenario, which is basically what I'm going to do today. I didn't measure my lentils. I just cooked them and set aside a portion for doing this roasted lentils. I'm going to put a tablespoon of oil onto them. And then my seasoning today is going to consist of onion powder, garlic powder, and salt, and then some Korean red pepper flakes because I have a giant container and I need to be using them. So I'm using about like a quarter of a teaspoon of red pepper flakes just to give it some spice. But pretty much you can do anything you want with these. Lentils are nice and neutral. They can take on pretty much any flavor you want and hopefully just makes them better. You're going to preheat your oven to 425 degrees. Take your cooked lentils, toss it with your oil and seasoning, spread it out on a sheet pan, put it in the oven for 10 minutes. Make sure you stir it around after 10 minutes. Put it back in the oven. Make sure that you pay more attention to baking it after 20 minutes. A lot of the recipes said that they can start to burn after that 20-minute mark. So once you're getting close to that, you're going to want to pay attention to them a little bit more. And you could probably even stir them again once or twice just to make sure that all sides get exposed equally to the heat. My thought was to do a Heller Good experiment with this using some of the bigger style lentils because every recipe I came across said, use the smaller kind, use the smaller kind, use the green kind, or use the black kind because they are small and they don't get as mushy. So I was like, oh, well, maybe it's just a question of cooking the other lentils a different way. And I had some red lentils hanging around. So I cooked them and they turned into mush. So that experiment pretty much proved to me, all right, small lentils it is. Now that I know the black ones are more nutritious, gonna have to get those for the next time. But I think maybe we just get into the kitchen and start cooking because it's pretty much all the info I have for you today. And again, simple recipe, only a few ingredients. Kinda can play with it as you like. I did come across, there's a recipe recommended by Epicurious where they didn't actually cook the lentils, like boil the lentils before cooking them. They just soak them overnight and then roast them in the oven, which I was a bit like, what? And wish I'd realized that before I cooked my lentils because I would have just soaked them. But now I just have to go to the store and buy black lentils and try just soaking those overnight and then roasting them. If I like how this turns out. If I hate it, then no dice. So let's get in the kitchen. I'm gonna have one more little sip of wine before I do this. And then, yeah, we're gonna roast these little peppers. I also took the extra step of trying to dry my lentils as much as possible. So I cooked them the night before, put them in the refrigerator on a paper towel to absorb some of the moisture. They still look a bit shiny, so I'm not really sure how well that worked. But again, it wasn't something that was even recommended by any of the recipes. It was just a personal choice I made. All right, so I'm putting my legumes, my lentils in the bowl here. I got a small amount of oil. I didn't really measure this, so I'm gonna use about half of it, which might be closer to a teaspoon. And then I'm gonna just toss. I'm adding my spices. Tossing with my spices. Now I'm gonna put these onto my sheet tray. and shake them to try and spread them out kind of evenly. Pushing a little bit with my hands, trying to get them spread out. And now I'm going to put them in the oven and give it a 10 minutes. Cook. This is a 10-minute cook on the first go. So 1202. Come back at 1212 and stir those puppies and give you status update. All right, gluttony ears, we're back for a quick check-in. I've stirred my lentils and put them back in the oven. And they are starting to look nice and crispy. Got a midpoint cooking picture. And they smell really good. I like my combo of garlic powder, onion powder, salt, and the chili flake. So far, so good. And I've got 7 minutes left until I've hit 20 minutes of cook time. So we'll just travel a little bit into the future one more time. And I will see you once they are finished. I think I smell them, so I'm going to get them out because I think they might be a bit on the toasty side, and since they will carry over cooked. Ooh, shit. Nope. I missed. Well, there's an outer rim of absolutely fucked black lentils, so maybe 520 or 425 might be a little bit high for roasting these. So if you can start to smell your lentils, they've probably gone too far. Really? Yeah, they feel well crisped. I'm gonna get a plate out to put them on. Let's try these suckers. Well, yeah, it's pretty good. Delightful, lovely crunch. I mean, they taste like any roasted bean. I'd be curious to play around a bit more with the flavors, but overall, in my oven, it only takes about 17 minutes, 18 minutes to cook, and you have these delightful crispy things, which I'm probably gonna snack on a bunch more. You already wanna hear some more crunch? They are lightly burnt, so don't recommend that. I'm gonna have a sip of my wine. Figure I'm using French lentils, I should drink French wine. Silly logic, but nonetheless. It's fine. Doesn't help, doesn't hurt, so. And it's alcohol. And who doesn't love alcohol? Okay, some people don't like alcohol. Anyway, so that's it for now. Nice short one again. Full 25 minutes of recording, which I will probably edit down to about 10 minutes. All right, glutton ears, off we go. Tried to get some Doppler effect in there for you. Okay.
Hello, glutton ears. Just wanted to record a secondary addendum for this episode. I did buy some black lentils and tried the overnight soaking, as well as toasting them in a pan versus toasting them in the oven. Toasting them in the pan did not work quite as well. They got crispy, but the crisp went away fairly quickly after I had finished cooking them. Good for any immediate use application that you're using them for, but if you're hoping to kind of hold them and keep them crispy for a while, not the best way to do it. But then the next evening, I put them in the oven for 10 minutes to crisp them up, and that worked beautifully. And I think I just put them in at like 350 and they were perfectly crisp. They were delicious and cannot complain about the results. So now I have my nice, healthy, crispy black lentils to put on various things. I actually had them on some gazpacho today, and I've just been eating them. I'm doing a good job of eating those lentils. I might have actually gotten a whole half of a cup in today. Hopefully, I am one step closer to building the iron back up in my blood. Hope y'all try this out, because I'm very happy with it, and I like my new snack. Pantry power-up, if I've ever found one. All right, gluttoners, I will talk to you later.